It's Friday, September 5th, and with your news at 8 a.m., I am Leonard Witbien. Justine Shivute, the Control Administration Officer, says Intermediate Hospital Karutura has finished refurbishing its 6th and 7th floors, covering pediatric and surgery wards. Patients previously housed in temporary tents have moved back, and she shared the latest update on the hospital's new water heating system.
Now, the contractor is actually now starting as of next week on the 8th of September, and then they is expected then to be completed by November 2025, end of November actually. So by the 1st of December, we are expecting our patients to fully start enjoying this fruit of the system.
In July, the local trade balance registered a deficit of 58 million Namibia dollars, falling from a surplus of 856 million in June. However, this marks an improvement compared to the 2 billion deficit recorded in July last year. The statistics agency noted that trade with South Africa continues to dominate overall flows. Mariam Shiepo is from the NSA.
The country's export composition for July 2025 was concentrated in commodities from the mining sector, such as uranium, precious stones, which are diamonds, non-monetary gold, as well as copper and articles of copper. Fish was the only non-mineral product among the top five exports. Re-exports saw an increase in the month-on-month and year-on-year comparisons by 9% and 2.5% respectively. The re-exports basket primarily comprised of copper and articles of copper, diamonds, ores and concentrates of base metals, petroleum oils and rubber tires.
The Standing Committee on Natural Resources has called for scientific proof on the Uranium 1 project in Leonardville. Chairperson Taubia Opindi noted agriculture and mining must coexist for community benefit. The committee is also probing the unresolved water permit revoked 4 years ago. Uranium 1's Rian van Rooyen gives the company's stance.
Let's Bring Investments welcomes the findings and recommendations of the Parliamentarian Standing Committee and is fully aligned with its approach. Upon receipt of all relevant permits, we will proceed complete the exploration phase, including the construction of the pilot plant. And that will allow us to submit comprehensive data to the authorities, clearly demonstrating the project's environmental safety and significant economic potential. Our team is committed to applying global best practices to ensure this project operates safely. We are certain that with modern practices, mining and agricultural activities can successfully and sustainably coexist.
Ousted South African Tourism Board members have taken the matter to Pretoria's High Court, seeking to overturn Minister Patricia de Lille's decision to dissolve the board. While the minister cites unlawful conduct and financial mismanagement, the board members argue her actions undermine good governance, statutory independence, and threaten SA's tourism stability. To the U.S., where Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has defended his leadership and vaccine policies during a grilling by lawmakers on Capitol Hill. It follows the departure of several top officials from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Nick Harper is our correspondent in Washington.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has made sweeping changes with the federal healthcare system during his 6 months in charge. Both Democrats and Republican lawmakers demanded answers on Thursday on why he's appointed vaccine critics and changed recommendations for COVID-19 vaccines, making getting them harder. He tried to parry attacks, telling one senator she was just making stuff up. Even Republicans, often less willing to attack Trump's top officials, had pointed questions, wanting to know why the health secretary was limiting access to vaccines that Americans have relied on for years.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.